The survival game Fortnite is one of the world's most popular digital game experiences around, with more than 250 million registered players. But our next story is about the number one best-selling good old-fashioned board game of the year. It has sold more than 120,000 copies. It's been back-ordered since it first went on the market in January. It's not about amassing wealth, killing people. It's not a word or numbers game either. It is, drumroll please, about the natural world. The game is called Wingspan, and it's a scientifically accurate board game about birds. Mark Bramhill with the podcast Bird Note reports.
Everything in Wingspan revolves around a deck of 170 beautifully illustrated playing cards about birds. The goal is to attract birds to your board, your own little aviary, by providing things they like to eat, like bugs and fish and fruit. The more birds you attract, the more points you get. And your birds get you more points when they lay eggs or gather food or do other bird things. The player with the most points wins. Elizabeth Hargrave, Wingspan's designer, first had the idea during a game night conversation with some friends about a problem they had.
Why are all the board games we play about things that we care nothing about? You know, medieval European history or farming?
Hargrave is an avid birder. So naturally, she thought, what if there was a game about birds? And even though she had never designed a game before, she set out to make a game that was both fun and scientifically accurate. Each card is packed with information about a given bird. Its scientific name, what kind of nest it makes, its average wingspan, etc. But something was still missing. So Hargrave assigned each bird powers. It started with a brown-headed cowbird.
Brown-headed cowbirds are nest parasites. They lay their eggs in other birds' nests. And I really wanted to somehow make that come true in the game.
So if you have a brown-headed cowbird, whenever another player's bird lays eggs, your brown-headed cowbird also gets to lay an egg. The blue jay gets you points by stashing away food for the winter. Endangered species, like the California condor, let you draw special bonus cards. As you study your bird's powers and strategize your next move, it's like you're getting a stealth ecology lesson.
You're really grateful that your hawk is a good hunter because he's scoring you points every time you hit him up.
When she was designing the game, Hargrave wanted it to be accessible to birders who aren't necessarily into board games, and to board gamers who aren't necessarily into birds. People like Josh Ward. He never really paid much attention to birds before he heard about Wingspan. His wife had a feeder in the backyard. But now?
We've added more feeders since playing Wingspan, and I've been noticing house wrens and goldfinches and cardinals and all these other birds coming around that we never got before. In the last year, we've picked up a couple of field guides that are sitting on the kitchen table so we can look outside and say, oh, what's that?
He says his wife has become a big fan of the game, too.
It's one of the few board games that she'll play whenever I want to, which is nice.
Wingspan was Elizabeth Hargrave's first game, but after its success, it is definitely not her last. She's working on new games about flowers and butterflies, and she's making expansion packs for Wingspan to incorporate birds from around the world. For Here and Now, I'm Mark Bramhill.
A board game about flowers? I cannot wait. And just remember, this game is backordered. Christmas is coming, so Google it quick if you want it.